Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet virtually Monday evening D.C. time to seek improved U.S.-China relations. Beijing and Washington have been at odds with rising tensions over Taiwan, political angst over COVID-19's origins, and tariffs started by the Trump administration. A 9-year-old boy became on Sunday the 10th person to die from injuries sustained during a crowd surge at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas earlier this month. Ezra Blunt from Dallas died in the hospital after being placed on a medically induced coma with serious injuries. The White House on Sunday named former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu as the senior advisor responsible for coordinating the implementation of the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Taliban forces held a military parade in Kabul, Afghanistan on Sunday using captured American-made armored vehicles and Russian helicopters. For 2 decades, the Taliban operated as insurgent fighters, but now have a large stockpile of weapons and equipment left behind to overhaul their forces. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson reported over the weekend the international pact reached over the weekend on fighting climate change will be game-changing, but added that he was disappointed by the efforts to water down the final text. Quote, "My delight at this progress is tinged with disappointment," end quote. COP26 climate conference in Glasgow, Scotland lasted 2 weeks. Johnson said the deal sounded the death knell for the coal industry. It should be noted that China has said it will continue to build coal power-powered plants for the next decade. SpaceX test-fired the powerful Raptor engines of its Starship SN20 rocket prototype last week. As the engines fired up, it displayed an awesome amount of energy. USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
President Biden's social spending package, the White House calls it the Build Back Better bill, and it's on lawmakers' minds in Washington. Republican Florida Congressman Carlos Jimenez is on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee. He tells Fox News his point of view.
Well, I call it the BBBBS bill. I mean, they tell you that there's going to be 2 million additional jobs created when actually the Wharton School of Business has indicated that there would be 200,000 jobs lost. They say that only people with $400,000 and more are going to get a tax increase. Or again, that same school says 80% of Americans will see a tax increase. The actual tax breaks are going to go to the very rich. There's a SALT provision in there, which is the state and local taxes, that raises that limit up to $80,000. So if you're paying $80,000 in taxes and state and local taxes, you're probably making over $1 million a year. They're going to get a break. And then in terms of inflation, you know, it's supposed to be like $1.8 trillion. So you're going to add $1.8 trillion to the economy, and somehow inflation is going to go down. Again, that's another big fat lie that lies in this bill, and that's why it's very unpopular. popular, and it shouldn't pass because it's going to damage the American economy. There are other things in that bill that are just, you know, horrendous and should never pass.
The Trump Organization has reportedly reached a deal to sell its prized Washington hotel for $375 million. The Trump International will be renamed the Waldorf Astoria and managed by the Hilton Group, according to reports. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Happy Thanksgiving. Plymouth, Massachusetts, speaking of which, is where it all began more than four centuries ago when the English settlers made a peace settlement with the Native Americans, which gave birth to the Thanksgiving holiday that we celebrate today. Celebrations have already started in Plymouth, and we're going to be going live there now, where we're joined by Leah Filson, the President, Chief Executive Officer, C. Plymouth. And she's going to tell us all that's planned this Thanksgiving. But before we bring Leah on, I just want to give you a little bit of background, because Leah is, this is getting to be a tradition between us. It's always great to have her here on the show. Isn't it? I love this, Leah. Leah's the head of tourism for the town and county and works to bring tourists to Plymouth to enjoy a quaint New England seaside town where the Mayflower just happened to land. She's descended from eight people who were passengers on that ship. So she also spends a great deal of time telling the Mayflower story. She lives on Layden Street, on the very place the Pilgrims built their first common house after landing. And Thanksgiving, of course, is a natural topic that she loves to talk about, and we love to have her here to talk about it. Leah, happy Thanksgiving to you. Good to have you with us.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's great talking to you again, Bill.
Well, like I said, this is getting to be our tradition, and you're always welcome. We love to hear the stories because, you know, like the smell of pumpkin pie, the rich tradition that started on that that very first Thanksgiving continues all these generations later, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. 401 years later since they landed, and this year happens to be the 400th anniversary of that harvest festival that lasted 3 days. And boy, we've got lots going on here. I'm going to tell you about it, but if you hear this on Thanksgiving, it has already happened, but plan for next year. But every single year on the Saturday before Thanksgiving, we have the USA Thanksgiving Parade, and it really is just amazing. Thousands and thousands of people come here to see it. There's a village right next to it where kids can do stuff all throughout the day. But the parade itself is very, very wonderful because it takes you on a trip through history. It starts with the Pilgrims. It talks about all of that. But each float brings you to another time in history, American history. And it shows you examples of diversity and immigration and all the things that have made this country great. So if you can't come this year or you've missed it by the time you hear this on Thanksgiving, make your plans now to come to Plymouth, Mass, learn a little bit about America's foundational story of Thanksgiving, and have some good times while you're here.
You know, Leah, I'm glad you brought up the idea of diversity. I mean, that's our nation. That's the DNA of our country. I mean, people talk about diversity in such a way that is it is just so far from, you know, the real idea of diversity that just happens so naturally because God answered the prayer of the Pilgrims, didn't he?
He did. And I'll tell you, Bill, it's something that we all need to think about, because we're obviously having all of these conversations right now and going through a period in our history where we all need to kind of examine what others think, what we think. And in many cases, I myself have realized there are things that I needed to rethink as we've gone through all of this. But bringing it back to this story, my only request of everybody is not to run this story through into another part of history that was so heinous, because this particular part of history is an example for Americans. It is a time when two totally divergent cultures came together, they got along, they created a peace alliance that lasted for 50 years. In the end of the first year, they had a three-day harvest festival, and they dined together, they played games together, they did shooting exhibitions together. It's a time in history that we can take the time to honor it in the way it is meant to be honored. And, of course, that is bringing your family together, maybe bringing some new friends that you haven't had conversations with before, actually enjoying and being grateful for all that we have, and talking things through and acknowledging that we all have different interpretations and different feelings, but that we can still move forward together. And I think that having a holiday once a year in this country that makes us all get on pause and do that sort of a thing is a good thing. Don't you think,
Exactly.
Bill?
Yeah, I agree 100%, Leah, because it's that spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving. I mean, look at what the pilgrims had endured and what they went through, and that all led up to this, in a sense, a Magnificat, on this day when they came together, these divergent cultures, to come together. And it really is a demonstration, to your point, of how things can be understood in a more reasonable, you know, human kindness sort of way when we come into the discussion with a spirit of thanksgiving and gratitude.
It is. It's something that we should examine everything that's happened in history. We should examine that two generations later, King Philip's War was one of the bloodiest in history, and look at the horrible things that happened to the indigenous peoples after that. All of that needs to be acknowledged, but you've got to look at it as it happened in various times of history, because this is a situation where a tribe had a settlement here in what they called Patuxent at the time. They had a very thriving settlement, and a disease hit, and they lost most of their members, which put them in a weakened position against the Wessagusset, a neighboring tribe. Then comes along a family from England who has no idea what they're about to face. Together, they come together, they create a peace alliance, they protect each other, and they're able to work and interact with each other for 50 years.
Mm. Wow, what a great story. Lee, as we go through, and you mentioned these different generations of Thanksgiving periods that we went through, and it seems like right now, okay, somebody said it's time to review the hits, so to speak. Let's look back in our history and really come to some conclusions here that are meaningful. And I hear your heart, and it seems that you're suggesting this, because we cannot stay in this, locked down in this mindset where we're not very thankful and we're not very grateful.
And we're not very civil. So, yes. That is where my heart is. I think that we need to truly reach out to one another. I mean, if you look at Thanksgiving through history, at times during the Victorian ages, it was totally romanticized, and you didn't even hear that there were indigenous peoples involved. Then you went into the situation where pilgrims were villainized, and that's when the Day of Mourning came about, for good reason, because no one had thought about that part of the history that came later on, two generations later. So I guess what I'm saying is Thanksgiving is the perfect time just to pause on all of it and to be thankful for what we do have, acknowledge all of those things, but then move forward with forgiveness. I mean, without the forgiveness to move forward, you know, then why are we in this whole mess? This is something we need to work through together.
See, and this is what is so wholesome. about our Christian faith is God's redeeming spirit. Because at the end of the day, he wants us to forgive ourselves, forgive each other, and ask him for forgiveness, that we can be redeemed and appreciate this great American idea that God blessed the pilgrims with all those years ago. We've got more from Leah Filson. We've got to go to break. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Detective Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The President, Chief Executive Officer of C. Plymouth, Leah Filson, is with us. And, you know, for some who will miss out this year in going to C. Plymouth, there is so much to see there. And, Leah, every time you and I talk, I want to project myself in Plymouth, Mass, to join you. And I promise we've got to do this one of these Thanksgivings for sure, to where we can be together and do this live.
It would be absolutely fantastic, Bill, because you would get a completely whole, complete feel for what this holiday was like. I mean, this is the very authentic place where the pilgrims settled. This is the very authentic place where Patuxent was. And by coming here, you can almost feel that as you soak up the history. It's also a great New England town. In today's times, we've got a really trendy restaurant area. We've got an historic district that has all sorts of things to enjoy. But Thanksgiving is something everyone should do in Plymouth at least once, and then come here often for vacation to enjoy the beautiful Plymouth Bay.
Well, you and I are going to talk early, because I'm telling you, I'm getting upset at myself to keep projecting that one day, and we've got to do this next year, God willing, okay? So we're going to be on top of this. My people will talk to your people, and we'll make this happen, because we're talking Thanksgiving, and we know, I guess, just in our own spirits and minds, Leah, we know that this holiday, there's just something special about Thanksgiving, isn't it? So much so that, you know, we want our friends, we want our families together on this special day. And, you know, you can say maybe it's a bit romantic, or however way you want to frame it. We still see ourselves coming together with all our families and being thankful for the blessings that God has given us, right?
We certainly do. And it's a perfect time to pause. And it doesn't matter what generation you're from. It's a time to pause from busy, busy lives, to come together, enjoy your family, enjoy your guests that you have invited, and just realize that we all have a lot to be grateful here for, because we have the freedoms that we have, and we have all of the things. You know, it was the Mayflower Compact that was, it influenced our democracy later. The Pilgrims brought their own form of democracy with their civil body politics, which no one had really practiced before. So it's definitely a truly American foundational story that everybody should come here and experience.
Well, and like you said, the Pilgrims did, you know, initially try a kind of a socialism, communist sort of way of, you know, all for one, one for all. And but then realized in practicality that, you know, we had to really honor self-responsibility and, you know, make some changes. And thank God they had the brilliant minds there at the time to be able to say, hey, look, we've got to make some adjustments. Right.
Well, I think a lot of people think that they, you know, that they may have really seen the future and known what to do ahead of time. But honestly, there were 50 people left after that first winter. Honestly, Bill, I think they did whatever they needed to do to just plain survive.
Survive, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and the stories have been told, Leah, that what happened, I guess, initially was, they thought, okay, we're going to just, you know, kind of be in this together. And then they found out that by letting people be self-responsible, that it really kind of helped, you know, add to the trajectory of this new American idea. As you said, so much of the ideas were born out of this experiment that started with the Pilgrims coming and landing here. And of course, we have this incredible Mayflower story. Speaking of which, tell us what was found in the archaeological dig that changes the Mayflower story.
Well, the archaeological digs have shown through the pottery that they have dug up, where they would have meeting places and that sort of thing. They also that they often were working together in doing things. They also found that there were settlements of indigenous peoples living literally on the other side of the fortress. So it's pretty evident from the things that they have found that the interaction was far more frequent than anyone had thought before.
Mm-hmm. You're saying the interaction between the Pilgrims and the indigenous people there?
Yes, the interaction between the Pilgrims and the Pokanoket was far more evident than what anyone had believed before.
Mm-hmm. And how did this change the Mayflower story? If you can expand on that just a little bit, Leah.
Well, it's changed the Mayflower story in that it helps us to actually use factual evidence as well as the writings that the Pilgrims left behind to actually carve out what the story was about even more closely than we have before. It's changed Thanksgiving in that it helps us to understand that it is important to look at all times in history. I mean, to not acknowledge the fact that there was this 50-year peace and that they celebrated Thanksgiving together is not fair to the Pokanokets as well. We had the great sachem chief, Massasoit, who was a brilliant political mind into his own right. He had to have understood when he saw those families arriving that, number one, they weren't going to go anywhere. They were settling to stay. Mm-hmm. He had to have understood that the West Augustus were very close and had a lot more tribal people than he had, which was a threat to his survival. He was smart enough to come together with the leadership of the English colonists and create and agree to this 50-year peace and to keep things going, which is a great tribute to both sides of this story. And it's another great tribute to the fact that we had natives who had been here 10,000 years. We had immigrants who hit the shore. They figured out a way to work together, at least for that 50 years.
Mm. We're talking with Leah Filson, President and CEO of Sea Plymouth. Leah, why is Plymouth called America's hometown?
It is America's hometown because this is where families arrived for the very first time. Always before, the people traveling here were coming for trade or for fishing or hunting or commercial interests. It's America's hometown because this is where families came to live. It is also America's hometown because this was the first seeds of democracy. It's America's hometown because it's a place that we all, our way of life today, stems from what happens here.
Well, without a doubt, is it true Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock?
Well, you know, there's a book out this year by James Baker that says it very well could have happened. They wouldn't have gotten off the Mayflower. They would have gotten onto a shallop and come that far. But if you looked at the weather conditions and all that, wouldn't you rather step on a rock to get on shore than wade through freezing cold water?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm with that at all.
Nobody really knows, though, Bill. Obviously, no one really knows.
Well, it's all part of the mystique, I guess, and like any bit of history, it can take on its own nature. But meanwhile, God bless you, Leah, for being on top of this and squaring the record. And for you, you know, all these years and behind you, the generations of our true founding fathers, I say, of this great American idea, I got to imagine as you've been able to be so involved with this that the whole appreciation and idea of Thanksgiving has taken on a lot of changes over the years, you know, from when you first started to where you are now.
So what you need to do is you need to come to Plymouth, talk to the rock like people have been doing for 400 years, have a great time, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Bill, and to all of your listeners as well.
Well, as we wrap things up, Leah, real quick, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
SeePlymouth.com, SeePlymouth.com.
Leah Filson has been our guest. Leah, happy Thanksgiving to you. And next year, okay, I'm putting it on the calendar. We got to get together face-to-face, all right? You got it.
I absolutely love that, Bill. See you then.
Me as well. All right, happy Thanksgiving.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet virtually Monday evening D.C. time to seek improved U.S.-China relations. Beijing and Washington have been at odds with rising tensions over Taiwan, political angst over COVID-19's origins, and tariffs started by the Trump administration. A 9-year-old boy became on Sunday the 10th person to die from injuries sustained during a crowd surge at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas earlier this month. Ezra Blunt from Dallas died in the hospital after being placed on a medically induced coma with serious injuries. The White House on Sunday named former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu as the senior advisor responsible for coordinating the implementation of the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you with us, enjoying a portion of your day. And as we get ready for just around the corner, I can't believe it. Thanksgiving already, huh? It's so close. And it's so much fun talking to Leah about Plymouth Mass and what they do, all the events. I'm sure you've seen videos and seen footage of all the pomp and circumstance and the celebration. But good fun. Good fun to also go back and review our history. And, you know, and maybe, I don't know, I guess you can question yourselves at times and think, well, did we get our history right? Did, you know, what happened? But as we do, and it's okay to ask these questions, I think, and to make sure that we know. But I don't think we should necessarily just be lazy about gaining the information that it requires our involvement to, you know, do some research and, you know, check into these matters ourselves to see, you know, really what makes sense, what is the true history of it all. And of course, if you do get the opportunity to go there, and I really am sincere, I want to go there next year. I want to be face to face with Leah so we can do an interview there with her live and in person, and also to see it, you know, see it all for myself. I've, like I said, I've seen video just like you have and presentations of what goes on there. But what a celebration to think about, you know,
know, our original, our really true, you know, forefathers, founding fathers, the pilgrims, and what this all represents in terms of the foundational principles of our country. I mean, here they are. They left an oppressive, an oppressive government that was telling them how they should worship God, and they went, they went away, they left and, didn't come to America, but they paused for, I guess, about 12 years, about a dozen years, and really studying and doing a deep dive of God and wondering, okay, God, how would you want us to, is this of you, that we should just, render, to Caesar things that are Caesar, to, things that are yours, and out of this experience and this study of God, they determined that they needed to go find another land where they could worship God as freely as they believed that their biblical studies and convictions were telling them. And they're led to America. And here they are. They land in Plymouth. And, of course, there's all kinds of, as Leah brought out, was it at Plymouth Rock? And considering, the option, I think she brings up, a logical consideration. Okay, you got a choice. You can step out on a rock or, step out in the cold waters. Well, me, I think I'd much prefer the rock. Maybe a little unstable, but, hey, I'll take the rock over the water. So here they are. And so, that becomes, I guess, part of the legend of it all, whether it was at Plymouth Rock or was it on the sandy, watery, cold beaches there instead. But regardless, they did come to America. God answered their prayer, brought them there. And then here it is all these years later, 401 years later, we still celebrate, the first Thanksgiving with a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving. And, my prayer is that for this Thanksgiving that we might be able to channel that, that virtue, that value of thanksgiving and gratitude, regardless of how expensive it may or may not be, because it's not necessarily about, all the food, although that is, brings us together. But regardless of food, what really brings us together is family. And, and that's what that's what's there. It's community. That's what the pilgrims were celebrating with the natives there, the indigenous people that were there on the land. And here they were. They had a great contract, as she mentioned, for 50 years. And they supported one another. And, it was about survival and assimilation into this, into this new land. And they found a way, found a way to make it work for, for the first 50 years. And of course, as we go through the timeline of what happened after that, you can see, the good, the bad, the ugly of our humanity, and I think that some good things there in terms of, when you have a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving and also a spirit that looks to God for the answers, then, you get different perspectives and different results. And, and I think that you can look back and say, OK, well, I can see where God was in there. I can see maybe where, God was omitted. As my friend talks about ego, easing God out, maybe where ego took over and there was an easing of God, out of situations. And, and this is a condition that we humanoids deal with on a, on a daily basis, even in this modern era that we think that we're so, so advanced. But, that was then and here is now. And we have, so much to draw, from that first Thanksgiving to such a degree that it ended up becoming part of our national legacy, that we would be able to come together, as communities, as families to, thank God Almighty for His providence and for His hand upon our lives and His provision. And that is still the case, regardless of inflation and other, modern day ills that we're having to deal with. So my prayer is that you would have a great Thanksgiving, that your family would be there, that, though we may, sometimes satirically respond to, the conditions of this Thanksgiving and inflation and the economy, I know that God, who has always provided, will provide, and may you have a very blessed
Thanksgiving. Well, getting back to the breaking news, a lot of discussion. I don't know about you, but even this weekend, it was surprising how many people wanted to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse in the trial. I mean, going into it, not a whole lot was said, but of course now this is, you know, this is what due process is all about, where, you know, the case can be made on both sides of his guilt and liability, you know, as to what happened. And of course, even as we're watching what's going on, opinions are vacillating on whether or not, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse was a victim. I mean, certainly I think that there are some challenges and some at the same time, when I say challenges from, you know, people, including the president of the United States, making statements that, you know, Rittenhouse was a white supremacist. I mean, there's no indication whatsoever that he was. I thought it was an unfair characterization, especially by the president of the United States. And, you know me, I think it's pretty clear. I'm not necessarily a fan of Joe Biden, but I just, you know, my prayer is that somehow he would find some, you know, some civility outside of the political discourse. And God only knows what else is driving an agenda here, a worldview, that there's no room for, you know, consideration of a, you know, 17-year-old young man who went in to defend a city there in Kenosha, where, if you remember, this thing was, in a lot of ways, was a setup, because the political officials there in Kenosha decided that, hey, they didn't want police there. They were, you know, told them to stand down, let the rioters get away, and with what they were doing, as if there was somehow some sort of right that they may have to destroy property. I mean, this is unheard of, what we've gone through in the last year or so, in thinking that destruction of property is okay. And in the absence of law enforcement, then you're actually inviting people who do not have a badge to come in and defend property and defend people. And to me, it's a dereliction of duty of law enforcement. And, you know, and you might say, well, you know, why should it be law enforcement's fault? Because they were told to stand down. Well, you know, the chain, you know, goes all the way up to the top. And the city officials that said, OK, we don't need law enforcement. And so what do? You're inviting people to come in and to defend. And this is what naturally occurred here. And of course, at that point, things can get out of hand, and you've got, in Kyle Rittenhouse's case, you know, the death of two people, the wounding of another. But I didn't see Kyle Rittenhouse in any of this footage demonstrate that, you know, he was just out there, you know, some wild white supremacist just, you know, taking pot shots at people. So we'll see how this plays out as the closing arguments continue, and they're being played out right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who
who's honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And guess who we got? Brian Kilmeade. He is in the house, yes. The co-host of Fox News Channel's morning show, Fox and Friends, also hosts his own national radio show, The Brian Kilmeade Show, which is very clever. I mean, they must have spent all kinds of time figuring out the title of that show. He lives in Long Island, but I think that's also a delusion because as much time as he spends in the studio, what, do you have a cot there or something? I mean, you're constantly on the air.
Yeah, it's like a big gym. You know, you got to keep the ball spinning.
Yeah, Brian, I don't know how you do it. I mean, my show. I mean, 3 hours a day. That's like 9 hours of dedicated time just for 3 hours. You're doing 3 hours plus you're doing a TV show, and then as if that's not enough, then you're pinch hitting for different areas of Fox as well. So that's why I'm saying. Hopefully, you got a nice, comfortable cot there that you you sleep in between your shows.
Now, just when I leave, here it's too busy. I mean, for example, I got the 7 o'clock show when I do primetime. It's real busy because, you know, the pre-games. Because
yes.
You got a meeting at 1, follow up at 3, then Joe Biden screws something up at 4, then you got to revamp everything. And then, you know, it's not that it's that hectic, but there's just there's a pace to it, a drumbeat to it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
exactly.
Really no time.
It's fun being you. That's why it keeps you out of trouble. You know, you're just too busy.
Yeah.
You can't even think about trouble.
Right. And people can get me in trouble, but they can't. But they'll never actually convict me because I have no time to get in trouble. So they
exactly.
Can accuse me of things, but nothing will happen.
Well, Brian, we want to talk about your new book. Congratulations on the president, the freedom fighter. You know, we've often heard, certainly, about our president, Abraham Lincoln, and a champion for his freedom and anti-slavery and that. And Fred Douglas's story has not been told to this level. What drew you to this story?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, I read David Blight's book. It got Book of the Year, got all the awards a few years ago about Frederick Douglass, okay? It's
mm-hmm.
amazing. And then you read it and you say, wait a second, Frederick Douglass wrote a biography. So you got it, and he kept expanding on it. So you could go back and you just take out the middleman. What did Frederick Douglass say? What did he say about his time? What were his beliefs about where America was? And why did he always want to be an American? And instead of saying, I just got to get out of this country, you know, I'm born a slave and obviously there's a difference between white and black in this country. I got to get out of here. No, he said, no, America's got to live up to its constitution. And he's going to be the one to lead us there. And he never stopped his whole life. And when he wasn't fighting for the equality of blacks and whites, he was fighting for women and getting them the right to vote and putting them in the workplace. He just had an amazing life. And what I thought is Lincoln, obviously not a slave, but born to two illiterate parents in abject poverty, was working his farm. His dad would actually license him out to other farms to work, who had 1 year of formal education combined. I go, who would ever think that Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln would lead us through our darkest times? And that is the American story. The most unlikely leaders emerge from our myths, and they overcome circumstances to do it. And I thought, imagine if when I found out for sure they met, they were supposed to meet four times, they met three times, and what they felt, how they felt about each other, I thought that might be a slice of this story that's unplowed.
Really kindred spirits when you think about it. I mean, you're talking of opposite bookends, so to speak. I mean, similarities, you know, poor beginnings. But here they are, out of their poor beginnings and experiences, they leverage it to just ignite this passion for liberty for all, and actually believing that our founding fathers meant what they said in the Constitution. Brilliant.
Yeah, and you know, you had to come to that fact because, you know, his first major mentor was William Lloyd Garrison. William Lloyd Garrison was an abolitionist in the North, and he basically said, the Constitution's terrible, America's terrible, we got to tear it down and build it up again. And then Douglas would split from that, and he'd form his own newspaper, and he started writing about it, and the more he thought about it, and, you know, it was great that Garrison gave him speaking fees. He was able to do that for a living. He was dynamic. He was half Muhammad Ali, half Martin Luther King. And he'd be entertaining, engaging, and challenging. And if there was ever a tape exists, there's rumors that there is some. I hope people find it. But they say he was like no other, and that's why he was such a factor. And he would later find out and talk to a guy named Garrett Smith, who was very wealthy and a big supporter, and said, no, no, the Constitution works. We don't. We're not living up to it. And that became his mantra, and that he would say, live up to this document. All men are created equal. And let's do this now. And let's not the color of our skin stop us. And when Lincoln became president, he had great hope. And when Lincoln tried to appease after his first inaugural, when seven states left the Union, he was enraged. Lincoln, he fooled us. What he later would find out, and as we both know, Lincoln had to pace this thing because America wasn't ready to fight for slavery. Once the war started and they realized the evils of it, it became more exposed, and African Americans wanted to fight for their freedom, things began to change, and it began to change with Lincoln, too. And you see that process, and you see it through the writings of Douglass, and you see it through the actions of Lincoln.
You know, the thing is, and you brought this to the front in your book here, you brought the voice of Frederick Douglass into the 21st century, but I want to hear it from you. Because I have an idea of what he would say to the race baiters, to those that, for some reason, cannot seem to apprehend and understand that they're free. What would he tell them?
I have a pretty good quote here, and it's one is from Lincoln, one is from Douglass. You know, you see that Lincoln hardly felt. He felt that everyone deserved the equality, no doubt about it, but he didn't. Freedom, but he didn't believe everyone was equal. But in his time, Benjamin Franklin, the same way, he had a slave. At the beginning, he's like, yeah, it's too bad about the black race isn't equal to the white. But he would learn that was wrong, that we all knew. And what he did is he was subjected to the people of his times. But here's what Douglass said on freedom. What a glorious day when slavery was shall be no longer in our country, when we who have blotted out this system of wrong and made the United States, in fact, in truth, what it is in history, the kind of free, the land of the free, and the home of the brave. And he says that in 1863, because the Emancipation Proclamation is released, and he kept pushing and prodding. And he said, once you get your freedom, you got to choose to earn it. And Lincoln said something similar too. You got your freedom, now earn it. The African American community has made huge gains, and Chuck DeSalvi, Shelby Steele about that, who protested in the 60s, whose dad came here and grandfather was a slave. He's like, we've leveled the playing field. Now we're overcompensating, asking for reparations for generations that hasn't lived for hundreds of years and with relations that weren't even in our country at the time.
Exactly.
It's like we're looking for a fight that's not there.
And the thing I'm seeing, Brian, is that it comes from such a small minority. I mean, we're not talking, 90% of blacks, asking for this. It is a small minority. And this is what's dangerous about, critical race theory and what's being raised up right now, because, you're asking, for an itch that, that doesn't need to be scratched. I mean, we just need to leave. And when I say leave it in the background is that, let that go, because holding on to the past is dragging down our future and apprehending what is before us. I mean, here we are today, even after electing the first black president in hopes that somehow the racial divide would be healed. You look at it and you go, well, we have more interracial marriages than we've ever had. I mean, this is the thing that's so comical about CRT. I just think, how do these teachers tell these mixed race kids in the classroom, well, your mom's black, she's good. Your dad's white, he's bad. And then they come home and they tell their parents that, hey, what did you learn at school today? We learned that mom's good because she's black and dad, you're bad because you're white. I mean, this is absurd.
Yeah, it is. And I'm so glad what's happening at these school board meetings. I don't want anything out of control. It doesn't help your cause to threaten people. But for the most part, that's not happening. But
no,
let everybody know it's over. We're looking over the kid's shoulder. We're looking at the curriculum. Nobody has to be indoctrinated. Everybody knows about America's past. Everybody knows that America had slaves. And they should also know that every continent had slaves. The Europeans had slaves. We did not invent the process. We did not invent it, and it's still going on today. What we did is fought a war to lose it and fight every day to rid ourselves of it. Nobody says Reconstruction was brilliant. No one says that we didn't need further reform and there was some wasn't brutality in the turn of the century, the last century, that horrifies everybody listening right now. But there were gains, constantly gains, to the point where America is great, not because it's perfect, because it tries to be. And that's what I'm trying to do with these books and this one in particular.
Well, Brian, you've been doing a great job. Congratulations. Keep up the great work and the inspiration, because you're exactly right. I mean, people are free. We need to live and walk in our freedom and be careful that we're not being enslaved with modern forms of slavery, which, unfortunately, it seems our government seems to be hell-bent, as Joe Biden would say, putting you all back in chains. But, he's promoting a government and regulations and a philosophy that does exactly the very thing that he's warning against.
He doesn't see it, and that's scary. It's got to be stopped. And hopefully these bills get stopped and people sober up before it's too late. Because if you look at some of these states, we're already paying 60% in New York and California, and some of these other high tax states in Illinois of our salary. So if you're in if you are successful, you're giving up six out of every $10 you make. How much more do they want?
That's the problem. Pat Riley, the famous coach for the Lakers, called it the disease of more. And that's what's infiltrating the culture. It's just not enough. And especially when it comes to people that, want to tax and spend. But it takes a free, freedom-loving people to fight against this. This is what We the People represents. Brian Kilmeade, an honor, a pleasure to have you on the show and to talk about your new book. Congratulations. And we'll link it on our website. And, of course, available at all the usual places. The President and the Freedom Fighter, right?
Yeah, and we have a special Sunday on Fox News, 10 o'clock, November 7th. So you'll see the book in an hour, a lot of it in an hour. I've been shooting it for the past few months. I think you guys will really like it. If you like that, and I hope you do, then I think you really would like the book.
Well, Brian Kilmeade, thanks for coming on. You take care. Have a great day.
Okay.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow,
and
that most everything costs more these days.
But good. good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated? Try